As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. We're set for another scorcher today. We got a show me showdown coming right up. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Moon Day, June the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, of course, always news. I like to say good news. Don't know how much good news we found, but we found plenty of news. Newsy news. Hard facts, that's certainly going to be the case. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. I try and dig out of about 500 emails. Wow. Anyway, I'm working through it. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, the big M-O to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas. Getting out there. Real Liberty Media, Channel 16 and TalkStream Live. Lots of ways to listen to the broadcast this morning. But thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local. Your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals and the U.S. dollar index, cautious, we might say. Equities, currencies, bond mortgages, all in the red this morning. Real wealth generation, mining sector, Rio Tinto, uranium, political off-gassing. We'll go into all of that as well. Time allowing, we'll go into comprehensive planning and zoning and the Planning Commission in Part 3 at second hour of today's broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading flat. Yeah, you could say flat. It was plus 000. I like to think of it as a plus 000 because it was coming up out of the basement. Got slapped down strongly, coming back up, and it was flat at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at $1,542.40 an ounce. And that's no small shakes. Silver this morning up 42 cents at $36.71. Platinum up $2 at $1,817. And palladium up $4 at $7.87. So we're up across the board virtually in all the metals. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,540.30 for a low. $1,549.30 for a high, about a $9 spread there. But at $1,542.40, your gold is up year-to-year $322.50 an ounce for a 26.43% return on your investment in Arum, that precious, beautiful, noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, $1,542.75. So you can see where we're at right now is right on top of the gold fixtures. The SBR gold shares, they claim this morning to be holding 1,212.87 metric tons of lead covered in gold or something like that. We'll be right back.
We Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned again once again. And welcome back to our Monday, June the 6th, 2011. Caught me poised over my keyboard, ready to respond to the chat room. Anyway, welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, June the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday. That's right. It's so hot in Missouri, man. I'll tell you what. I'm already melting in my shorts. Anyway, not nice. Not nice to go from 68 degrees to 95 degrees overnight. It was amazing. It's like, no, that's the way it is in Missouri. We got four seasons. You can hear the click of the switch as they go through. Anyway, let's go back into our Mark report, put this behind us for this morning. Gold, again, trading flat at early trading at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I was recovering from a bit of a dip, coming back up again. We've been seeing this for months now. You come out of the opening bell and they slap it down, you know, and then it just struggles back in there and goes back up again. It's a fight between the bulls and the bears. But this morning at 1542.40, things are looking pretty good. Silver up 42 cents at $36.71. Alex Steele, Stephen Forbes, a lot of people are talking about silver being back into the idea of a commercial metal. All right, so all that flare up about monetary metals and, you know, right, bimetallism, well, that's all in the background for right now. Platinum up $2 at $1,817 a troy ounce, and palladium up $4 at $7.87. The SPDR gold shares, as we reported earlier here, 12,12.87, 1,212.87 metric tons, unchanged from Friday last. in their electronic treasure chest, whether it's just gold-plated lead or not. It's hard to tell. Anyway, $60 billion is what they value it at. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 97, continuing this downward slide in the Dow at 12,151. The NASDAQ closed down 41 at 2733, and the S&P 500 closed down on Friday 13 at 1300. So 13, 13, 13. Anyway, crude oil this morning off $1.01. That's good news for us at $99.21. All the boys in the OPEC land thinks $100 oil is dandy fine. And they're trying to do their best to keep it right there. 73.88 is the U.S. dollar index this morning, up 14 basis points, which, of course, impacts and brings into the red all of the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie off 15 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The Mexican peso, locked in as it is now at 9 cents U.S., moves down 30 basis points. The euro this morning off 19 at $1.46 in the foreign exchange rate marketplace. The British pound moves down 23 exchanges at $1.64. And that Swiss franc off 55 basis points, yet still strong at $1.19 against the U.S. buckaroony. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries continuing to its downward slide, moving towards about as low as it goes at 0.43 this morning. It's been lower. I think it's been at 0.37, but it's definitely not doing well. The benchmark yield this morning on the 10-year treasuries at 3.01% and the 30-year yielding 4.26. In the mortgage markets, we follow the fixed-rate mortgages here, the 15s and the 30s. The 15-year mortgage rate continues the downward trend, moving down this morning from 3.90 a month ago to 3.70. The 30-year moves down from 4.67 to 4.48, trying to lure people into those mortgages. I'd say stand on the sidelines, folks. We haven't seen the bottom of this real estate market yet, but it's already worse than the Great Depression. Anyway, the gold-to-silver ratio this morning, for what it's worth, 42.02 ounces of silver. Pick you up and bring you home 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar for this morning, on throughout the whole week, we're going to have a lot of the Fed heads coming out and talking. So there's going to be a lot of talking heads out of the Fed, various people. Plosser's going to speak today. Bernanke speaks today. Richard Fisher speaks today. Dennis Lockhart speaks tomorrow. And we got Tom Honig speaking on Wednesday. We got, Janet Yellen coming out speaking on Thursday. Now they're in damage control. Give it to them for whatever it is. Let's go into this one. This is off MindWeb, the Uncompromising Independence, www.mindweb.com. You can find the article linked up off the Kitco website this morning. This weekend's top story, gold as collateral, a major step for the gold market. Now, this is far too long of an article to read in its entirety, so I'll just give you some of the highlights out of here. The implications of the acceptance of gold as collateral are seen as extremely significant. So, you know, they've already sold off and stolen the Elgin marbles out of Greece, and they're trying to find anything and everything they can do to use for collateral. And generally speaking, they don't use their gold for collateral. But here's the article. Benoni apparently writing, you know, Julian Phillips, here he is, writing for MarketWeb, MindWeb, excuse me. If gold were generally accepted as collateral in global monetary dealings, would we see it used as such? Strangely enough, the author writes, no. In certain transactions, however, where no other collateral, whether currencies, government bonds, and the like, is used, gold may be used as a last resort. So if the countries, various countries out there that are in red ink, you know, like the U.S., are long on gold and short on cash, they might bring forward their gold as collateral. Wouldn't that ultimately put all of the gold into the hands of the global East, the international Jew banker? Absolutely it would, and that may be what the purpose of this article is all about. There has been a very long history of gold being sought as collateral, but only the most desperate of debtors has allowed their gold to be used as such. So I guess the question is, should the Greek give up their islands or should they give up their golds? But it's not just the Greeks mentioned in this article, and it's a pretty good one. It's lengthy, as I said. Moreover, they remain in the jurisdiction of the issuer, leaving the issuer in control of them. Gold is different and can be used only once. So we're looking at the difference between government bonds here and gold as collateral. Gold is different and can be used only once, held outside of the owner's jurisdiction. Control is therefore lost, it cannot be printed, and it becomes a complete commitment by the owner to honor his obligations. So why is gold as a collateral such an important step for gold in the global monetary system? Well, there's a lot more to come. The latest moves, last week, the European Parliament's Committee on Economic and Monetary Affairs agreed to allow central counterparties to accept gold as collateral. Once ratified, we could see the gold redefined as a highly liquid asset under the Capital Requirements 4 Directive due in June from the European Commission. Now, the rest of the article is interesting. I direct your attention to it because it's going to go through and at least ostensibly lay out some of the amounts of gold held by various countries around the world that are in debt. Of course, they say that the U.S. has the most gold. Whether they do or whether they don't is food for thought. Here's another one. Oil falls for a second day on signs that slowing U.S. economy may crimp demand. We've only been telling you this for the last year. Ben Sharples and Sherry Sue, writing for Bloomberg New News. Oil dropped for a second day in New York, extending last week's 0.4% decline on signs of a slowdown in demand as OPEC ministers arrived in Vienna to discuss production quotas. So, you know, the world is swimming in oil. Abiotic oil is just coming out of the ground. And they still want to run the prices higher and higher and higher. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extend. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So just going a little bit further here on the oil falls for a second day on signs that slowing U.S. economy may crimp demand. That's right. Yeah. The falling U.S. economy. Anyway, futures fell as much as 1.1% as the highest U.S. jobless rate this year, fueled concerns that the recovery in the world's largest economy is faltering. Shoppers of the world unite, right? Anyway, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is crapping in their jeans. No, they're in their robes. No, is unlikely to change targets when it meets June 8th. I think we might want to start changing some targets anyway. Crude oil for July delivery dropped as much as $1.10 to $99 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Merck. And was at 99.41 at 11:05 a.m. London time. Prices are 39% higher than last year. 39%. You want to know why gold is up this morning 26.43%? That's because your dollar doesn't go very far. The unemployment rate in the U.S. unexpectedly climbed. Now, they didn't expect this when it blindsided them, didn't it? To 9.1% in May. These guys really ought to get, you know, it's unbelievable. Go up and visit with John Williams, ShadowStats.com. Find out all about the unemployment rate. Anyway, employers added a less than projected 54,000 jobs last month after a revised 232,000 gain in April that was smaller than initially estimated. You see, if you don't like the numbers, just hang around. They're going to change them. The median forecast in a Bloomberg News survey called for payrolls to rise by 165,000, and I'll tell you what, there's a long stretch between 54,000 and 165,000. Let's go on to the next one here. Slide all the way over to the other side of my browser and work backwards. There's Volcker, you know, Paul Volcker, right, named to a panel. This is a guy that is, he's a tall drink of water. I'm telling you what, this guy is huge. He's like, you know, I don't know, Anunnaki or something. But anyway, Volcker named to a panel that will advise on the too big to fail. So the guys that create the mess go on to the panel to try and figure out what to do with the mess they created. I don't imagine that we can look forward to anything positive from this group. But Mira Lewis, writing this for Bloomberg, former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker and former Citigroup Inc. co-chairman John Reed have been named to a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation panel that will help the agency map strategy for unwinding too-big-to-fail financial firms when they collapse. Why don't they go outside of the whorehouse and find a new girl? Maybe somebody that wasn't part of the problem could be part of the solution. Anyway, Volcker, who advised Barry the Usurper during negotiations of over what became the Dodd-Frank Act, was named to the FDIC's 18-member advisory committee on systemic resolutions, along with Reed, I mean Harry S., and current executives, including BlackRock Inc.'s fixed income chief, Peter Fisher. The first meeting is set for June the 21st. They're going to have two meetings a year, and if you think there's going to be any relief coming from that, well, we've got some other stories for you. Ron Paul dismisses Boehner's dollar-for-dollar debt cut demand, so if it's not the wiener in the news, the Boehner pops up. Julie Hirschfield Davis writing this for Bloomberg. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul discussed House Speaker John Boehner's call for cuts to match any increase in the federal debt ceiling. a fiscal catastrophe is coming, whether or not the country exhausts its borrowing power, he said. Like it or not, Ron Paul definitely puts headlines in their proper perspective. Quote, I don't take it seriously, the Texas congressman said of Boehner's demand. Paul predicted Congress would go up to the last minute before the August 2nd deadline and then raise the nation's $14.3 trillion legal debt limit, yet failed to solve the problems underlying the nation's soaring deficits. The catastrophe comes regardless, because as long as they encourage more spending, then we go over a cliff. If there's anybody on the Hill that understands the deficiency, the failed model of Keynesian economics, it is Ron Paul. Paul said in an interview for Political Capital with Al Hunt airing this weekend, quote, so I want to stop us, said Paul, who said he will vote against raising the limit. He dismissed discussion of a cap on future spending, saying it would be too little and too late. Quote, do you think the American people are going to believe that we're going to cut in the future? Close quote, added Paul, 75 years old. He said any reductions promised beyond this year's budget amount to pie in the sky talking. That's right, just pie in the sky. Pie on your face and mine. On presidential politics, Paul said that while the other Republican candidates seeking to take on Barry the Usurper in 2012 are echoing his themes on spending and debt, he's the only one who has a record to match the rhetoric. All right? And you can go around and plagiarize the hell out of everybody else's talking points, but, you know, it really has to be underlined by how long you've been saying it, you know? I think there will be a credibility gap for the other contenders, Paul said, responding to a question about potential primary opponents, including former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Voters know that I'm leveling with them, and I've done it all along, and I've expressed these concerns for 20 to 30 years. It's no Johnny come lately. Just think of the difference on the attitude of the people now about the Federal Reserve, Paul said. Folks, I'm reading right off Bloomberg, all right? This is going out to a worldwide audience through Bloomberg, if not through Become Vocal Local. Just think of the difference on the attitude of the people now about the Federal Reserve. Noting that Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom Alev Israel Bernanke took the unprecedented step on April the 27th of holding a news conference to defend his policies, quote, it's a failed system and people are starting to realize this. Bubba, watch your back. A self-described libertarian whose anti-establishment views align with some, I should say, Tea Party activists' disdain for government, Paul developed a national following during his failed 2008 bid for his party's presidential nomination. Then he goes on, and he says the big stuff here. Paul said he favors withdrawing all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Libya, countries where he's never supported sending them. He didn't mention Iraq, notice. He said other Republican presidential candidates are making a big mistake by backing a continued U.S. military presence there. Well, that's the article. You can find the rest of the story on Bloomberg. Lehman may never face court reckoning. That's right. That's right. Bailiff whacked their peepee. That's all they're going to get is a little slap on their hand by Joshua Gallu. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission investigators may issue a public rebuke of Lehman Brothers Holding, Inc. That's right. They're going to get a scolding. Wouldn't you like to be able to make billions and billions and billions and then just have to stand in the courthouse square and get a scolding? Then you could go back to spending everything and getting involved in all manners of whoredom. Anyway, and its former executives, instead of suing them for actions that led to the firm's 2008 failure, three people with direct knowledge of the matter said, of course, a lot of people think that Lehman's was attacked by the Illuminati. Anyway, SEC enforcement lawyers who have struggled for more than 2 years to find definitive evidence that the company and its leaders violated security laws are concerned that a legal attack on Lehman's accounting practices would likely fail, the people said. From behind the curtain, we must add. Instead, the enforcement staff may recommend that the agency take the rare step of publishing a so-called report of investigation, also known as a 21A report. Gasp! Not the 21A! Oh my! I'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So if you want to see how gangsters let gangsters off, just go up on the Bloomberg website, read this one. The Lehman may never face court reckoning as the SEC enforcers lean towards a rebuke. All right, now not everybody's on this bandwagon. Some people are still going for fraud. They've got some rather interesting things coming out of New York. No doubt about that, because there are certain rule changes that allow them to come in and whack-a-mole there if they want to. That they have tools that they have in the state of New York that the Fed doesn't possess. And so there may be some benefit in here. We'll just have to keep following the story and watch how it develops. But there is a lot to that story. Let's jump over here. Go to the next one. I want to move right through this news. Of course, you're listening to Become Vocal Local, heard over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. If you want to call in throughout the broadcast, you're welcome to do so at 866-841-1065. Our webpage is becomevocallocal.com, where you can find our chat room. And, of course, all of the broadcast archives can be found for free of charge for listening and download at oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go into the next one here. Again, I use a lot of the articles off of the Bloomberg website. Not only am I following threads that Bloomberg is running, but also the writers for Bloomberg, and I have more confidence in some than others, but they do seem to have quite the stable. Always seems to be a new writer like this one, Nina Mehta. Option market shares data is in doubt as group calls for a review. The U.S. options industry should consider standards for how exchanges calculate their market share because the current system may be sowing confusion. According to Barclays, PLC JP, that would be the Rothschilds, Exenakis, X-E-N-A-K-I-S, wow, now we're up into the X's, who is a co-chair of a group that is examining data issues. Most exchanges use information from Chicago-based OCC, which clears all options trades executed by public venues. That tally produces a higher number than the volume of buy and sell requests matched by those venues. So, I mean, the numbers just never seem to line up, and that's what this article is all about. Of course, we look at these articles not because I'm some kind of an economist. Far from it. All right? Like y'all, or at least like some of y'all, you know, I'm struggling to figure this stuff out, too. But there's so many clues and so many places to go and look. If you want to understand this sort of material, you've got to get your, as Al Anthony says, you've got to get the black and the white in your eyes. It's all public notice. It's put out for your consumption. But there are leads and links and things that we'd never thought of before. Goldman Sachs criminal probe may allow the use of powerful New York state law. Here's a little bit more. The criminal investigation of Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. by the Manhattan District Attorney. Oh, this is, I made a mistake. I was talking about Lehman when I was thinking of Goldman Sachs, okay? This is the Goldman Sachs article. This is where they got the powerful New York state law. This is even more interesting. By the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has at its disposal a 90-year-old New York law that makes it easier for state prosecutors to bring charges than their federal counterparts. District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. Why, how long has that family been involved? Anyway, Cyrus Vance Jr. subpoenaed Goldman Sachs, the fifth biggest U.S. bank by assets, for records on its activities leading into the credit crisis. Two people familiar with the matter said as they shared a latte in an undisclosed restaurant. Vance may bring charges under the state's Martin Act, of all things. Martin. Which lawyers call a potent tool for New York prosecutors probing investment frauds, Ponzi schemes, and other white-collar crimes. And boy, does that fit Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. To prove a securities fraud in federal court, the U.S. prosecutors must show that a defendant intended to defraud its victims. Man, you only have to listen to Lloyd Blankfein to know that's the truth. Anyway. You know, that old Timberlake deal? They called it an SE deal. I should just go ahead and say it. After all, it was said. No, I won't do that. It was a real SE deal. All right? And they sold it anyway. Scumbags. Under the Martin Act, New York prosecutors aren't required to prove intent, so they don't have to go to the level of a thought crime. They just got to lay out the facts, the law, and the evidence. The reason why New York prosecutors love it so much and Wall Street firms hate it so much is that it is a much, much easier case to bring. This is, goes all the way back to 1907. All right. All a prosecutor has to do under the Martin Act is a material misstatement in connection with securities offerings. And boy, they might get drilled on that one. Well, there's certainly more to that story as well. Let's pick up this one. Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Yeah, I don't know about you. I went to the grocery the other day, and I was just shell-shocked to find $4.50 a loaf bread on the shelves. Of course, I only buy the best that the stores have to offer, and I'm willing to pay that kind of money to stay away from soy products and high fructose corn syrup and everything else. But anyway, wheat fields wilt in drought as parched earth spreads from China to Kansas. So I guess we've got the scorched earth policies going on in the wheat fields. The worst droughts in decades Luzianne Javier and Madeline Pearson and Whitney McFerron collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. The worst droughts in decades are wilting wheat fields from China to the U.S. to the U.K., overwhelming Russia's return to the grain markets and driving prices to the highest level since 2008. Now, if you think that the Arab Spring and the Muslim Brotherhood were PO'd before, wait until they get the price of a falafel sandwich this year. Parts of China, the biggest grower, had the least rain in a century. Some European regions are the driest in 50 years. And almost half the winter wheat crop in the U.S., the largest exporter, is rated poor or worse. Inventory is dropping 8.8%, the most in 5 years. Boy, am I glad I got a couple of 5-gallon pails full of wheat in the pantry. Anyway, we'll be making bread when others don't. Plan ahead to get ahead, as they say. Prices will advance 20% to as high as $9.25 a bushel by December the 31st, a Bloomberg survey of 14 analysts said, and trader shows. Wheat, as much as doubled in the past year as crops failed, spurring the Ukraine and Russia to curb shipments and increasing the U.S. share of global sales by the most since 2004. So, of course, this is a commodities article, and everybody's going to rush out and bet on wheat. All right? That's what the money junkies do, as Mike Rivera used to call them. U.S. malls, as malls, I don't know how the U.S. malls, but malls, U.S. malls, not malls, but malls, U.S. malls changing the National Guard role as the budget cuts near, Gates says, as he goes out the gate. Viola Ganger, or Ganger, writing this, new news for Bloomberg. The Pentagon is considered changing the role of the National Guard and the Reserve Forces as it contemplates budget cuts. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said, be careful, watch this now, be careful. The National Guard coming into your town following the next natural catastrophe, man-made or natural catastrophes triggering the National Guard and the state police, right? And the environmental police, heard about the environmental police coming out in force in Pennsylvania. Didn't know we had such a thing as the environmental police, but I guess you could expect it in the Agenda 21 world that we live in. Defense Department officials are discussing, quote, what is the right role of the Guard and Reserve Force going forward? Of course, they could visit with the Constitution and get an idea of that. But anyway, everyone's going forward, and they do like to do that with their little tin soldiers in their gaily dressed uniforms. Gates told soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division at Forward Operating Base Sharana in eastern Afghanistan today. Why does he have to address our National Guard in Sharana, eastern Afghanistan, instead of Poughkeepsie, Tonawanda, and other places on continent? Options include dividing them into a strategic reserve and an operational reserve with different pay, training, and equipment. Wow. The National Guard. Of course, we can't deploy them on the borders, but by God, we'll put them in Afghanistan. Anyway, Gates said another possibility might be moving heavy or infantry brigades into the Guard. Wow. Those are all questions we're looking into, he told the soldiers, who are the division's 506th Infantry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team. I think we need to do some hard thinking, because we could not have done what we did to Iraq or what we're doing here to the Afghanis without operational engagement of the Guard. What a sad and sorry testimony that is to have to give on a Monday morning. The U.S. military has drawn more than ever from the National Guard and Reserve Forces to supply the troops needed to prosecute the two major wars simultaneously. Barry the Surfer looking for a $400 billion defense spending cut in the next 12 years to help reduce the U.S. budget deficit. Well, you just take $400 billion divided by 12 and you'll see that it's small change. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And again, we're always so happy to have people listening in from all over the world, all over America, and all throughout the various different avenues that we have. But over on the TalkStream player, folks, you got to click over on there. Go up to the TalkStreamLive.com website. Scroll down. We're number 37 this morning. That's no good. We got to get up in the top 10. I like to be up in the top 5 most days. Give Joyce Riley a bit of a run for her money. Anyway, like to do that, so just jump into the TalkStreamLive.com, click on Become Vocal Local, and then click on your favorite player, and then you can come right back into the chat room, do all that fun sort of stuff, and it helps us to move us up in the ratings. And why? Well, because a lot of people look at that website, and if they see Become Vocal Local up near the top, they might just join us in the chat room, too, and live on air. Anyway, let's go back into this again now. New article, U.S. asks judge to restore corporate campaign charge. That's big news, really. Tom Schoenberg, as we move into the 2012 presidential election cycle, it's about time they took a look at this. U.S. prosecutors said a federal judge didn't have enough information when he ruled that a century-old ban on direct corporate donations to federal candidates was unconstitutional and threw out part of an indictment against two fundraisers for Hillary Clinton's campaigns. All right? Well, things aren't looking too good for that decision. Prosecutors in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia today asked the U.S. District Judge James Kakaris to reconsider his May 26 decision. The government lawyers said they failed to cite a campaign finance ruling that is critical to the case. So even though they're supposed to go up and prove their cases and use Nexus, LexisNexis, and all those other things. Apparently, he's not much of a legal research or writer, and he skipped a critical case. Quote, we've raised the argument, Assistant U.S. Attorney Mark Little told the judge today in court, we just didn't cite one precedent. Isn't it nice in this idea of stare decisis that you throw out the key precedent? Anyway, that's what they did. Cashris. That would be the way you would say his name, ruled that the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision in 2010, which gave corporations the same rights as individuals to spend money independently to support candidates, also meant they can make direct campaign donations that comply with general legal limits. Individuals this year can give $2,500 to a candidate per election. All right, now there's more to this story. Presidential campaign, the 52-page decision by Kasheris came in a case against fundraisers for Hillary, Billary, and Nod's 2008 presidential campaign, who were indicted for improperly reimbursing $186,000 to donors. Kasheris threw out the charge that they illegally funneled corporate money to the campaign. The indictment, which covers Clinton's 2006 Senate run, in addition, also charged William P. Daniel Zick, Jr., chairman of McLean, Virginia-based Galen Capital Group, LLC, and Eugene R. Biagi, Galen's secretary and treasurer, with conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and causing false statements. And a trial is set to begin on July the 6th, you know. So it's kind of an interesting case as it continues. Let's go on to something different now. In the last moments of the first hour of today's broadcast, I was looking at thinking about uranium. All right, I was thinking about all of the pressure coming on the nuclear power business as a result of the Daiichi and other Japanese plant failures and the recent turning away from atomic power, nuclear power, by Chancellor Merkel in Germany. And I realized that I really hadn't spent any time looking into uranium. So I did a variety of Google searches, and I'm going to share a little bit of that with you today. One of the ones that's really interesting, right off the top, is Rio Tinto. Now, they've come up in the news time and time and time again. Rio Tinto, never really knew anything about them. You know, you just hear these things in a news article off Bloomberg, and you just go right on by, all right? Well, they've got a Rossing Uranium Limited. Where is Rossing Uranium Limited? Working for Namibia, Africa. Now, before you go to your atlases, can we see a show of hands? Who knows where Namibia, Africa is? And what is it? Is it a town? A village? A state? A country? Namibia. Namibia. Well, I didn't know. Of course, I've studied atlases for years, but I really was not aware of it. Well, that's because it's a relatively recent name change. It used to be known as Southwest or Sudwest Africa. Yeah. Anyway, they've got this new name. So it's rather interesting. Rossing Uranium Limited. They say Rossing, the world's longest running open pit uranium mine and the third largest producer of uranium oxide globally, is situated in Namibia, southwestern Africa, sudwest Africa, and started operations in 1976. So it's the longest running open pit mine. It's been uranium mine, and it's been in operation since 1976. It's located close to the town of Arandis, 70 kilometers inland from the coastal town of, give me a break, Swakopmund in the Namib Desert in the Urongo region in Namibia. None of that tells you where it is, so I had to go and look. Anyway, then it continues. And it's a very interesting thing. So you can go up to this website, http://Rossing, RossingIng.com. All right? So let's find out a little bit about us, about Rossing. Executive summary. The year 2010 saw our business focused on two streams of activity. One stream, on immediate and short-term activities that keep the mind running on a daily basis, while the other focused on expanding and extending our business as far into the future as possible. So no matter how much of a turmoil you might get from the Daiichi disaster, catastrophe, Rob Chowda likes to say, Robert Schroeder, a catastrophe, no matter how bad that is and what the implications are, there doesn't seem to be anything coming out of Rossing that says that they're thinking at all about shutting down uranium mining. Our priority is, as always, the health and the safety of our employees, the foundation on which everything that we do is built. Although no serious or life-threatening accidents occurred in 2010, our safety performance declined significantly in the first half of 2010. We immediately reviewed the causes and how to address them, subsequently embarked upon a high-profile safety campaign to refocus the mindset of all of our employees and contractors, making everyone even more aware of our vision to create an injury-free workplace where everyone goes home safely. Well, kind of an interesting starting about that, who we are. Go over here and take a look at this. Let's see, history of Rossing. I want to pick this one up. Uranium was discovered in the Namib Desert in 1928, but it was not until intensive exploration in the late 1950s that much interest was shown in that area. After discovering numerous uranium occurrences, Rio Tinto secured the rights to the low-grade Rossing deposits in 1966. 10 years later, Rossing Uranium, Namibia's first commercial uranium mine, began operating. Today, Namibia has two significant uranium mines and provides 8% of the world's uranium oxide mining output, of which 5.3% is produced by Rio Tinto and Rossing. The mine has a nameplate capacity of 4,500 tons of uranium a year, and by the end of 2010, had supplied a total of 118,617 tons of uranium oxide to the world. All right, and then they've got a lot of information here about the location and things like that. But there is more to the story than that. The history of Rossing, about Rio Tinto. Let's pick this one up and see if we can find it. Rio Tinto is a leading, let's see if I can find it in there. Many years later, yes. Let's see if I can find it in here. Let's see. I'm trying to find the right one. There's so many different links in here. Rio Tinto is a leading international mining group headquartered in the United Kingdom. We employ about 77,000 people and work in over 40 countries worldwide. We discover, mine, process, and supply the metals and minerals that make modern life work. Pick that up right there on the other side. Yes, that's the link I was looking for. And we'll continue. I think you might find this even more interesting.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder.
Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Over a lot of our AM FM affiliates are way at the top of the hour news and weather break. I'm going to go into a little bit more on this, sourcing uranium with the Rio Tinto Group, putting our minds on the idea of uranium, what it is, where does it come from, and who are some of the big guys. Rio Tinto, again, is a leading international mining group, headquartered where? Well, of course, the United Kingdom, UK. We employ around 77,000 people and work in over 40 countries worldwide. 77,000 people working in over 40 countries worldwide. We discover, mine, process and supply the metals and minerals that make modern life work. Our major products are aluminum, copper, diamonds, energy, coal, uranium, gold, industrial minerals, borax, titanium dioxide, salt, talc, and iron ore. Kind of deep wells and deep mines, deep pockets and big hands. Most of our assets are in Australia and North America. But we also have significant businesses in Africa, Asia, Europe, and South America. Our shares are traded mainly on the London Stock Exchange and the Australian Securities Exchange, as well as in New York, New Zealand, and Europe. Our history begins in an ancient mine in southern Spain named after the local Red River. Now, underline that, Rio Tinto, Red River. Which is the meaning of our name. Might think of it, well, this mine once supplied copper to the Roman Empire. Nearly 140 years ago, in 1873, N.M. Rothschild, also known as Red Shield, perhaps even Bauer, Rio Tinto, Red River, Red Shield, N.M. Rothschild and Sons of London, and D. Rothschild's frères, that would be the brothers of Paris, joined investors to buy this loss-making mine from the Spanish government. Many years later, in 1962, Rio Tinto's Australian company and Consolidated Zinc, you know, we've been hearing so much about buying zinc. Buy zinc, it's going to go up this year, all the white metals buy zinc. Well, some of what you find on the Bloomberg website seems to be pimping for the various entities out there, but nevertheless, they also own Consolidated Zinc, which was formed in 1905 to mine in New South Wales. Joined forces as ConZinc Rio Tinto of Australia. Meanwhile, their counterparts formed the Rio Tinto Zinc Corporation in the UK, which changed to the Rio Tinto in 1997, reflecting this growth from an international company to one with global scale and reach. In 2007, we acquired the Canadian aluminum producer Alcan in a U.S. $38 billion transaction. Rio Tinto owns the majority of shares, or 69%, in Rossing Uranium Limited. Rossing is one of two uranium mines within the group, with Energy Resources of Australia, ERA. Now, it's interesting, when you go to the big pie here, you go to the big pie for the shareholders, you'll also discover that here, down here, Rossing Uranium in Namibia, They're also owned, and a lot of the shares are held by people in Iran, of all places, our people, and so on, our community, our approach, marketing of our products. Let's go over here. But I want to go into this right here, because most of us haven't ever studied this. Mining uranium and the nuclear fuel cycle. Now we're going to find Niger's yellow cake in here. But I didn't know how this all worked out. But it's rather interesting. At least I thought it was. Perhaps you will too. Rossing's production of uranium oxide and the nuclear fuel cycle. When we come back from the break, we'll find out about this nuclear fuel cycle.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And certainly if we were growing industrial hemp and relying on it for our power, as one of our chatters, Hamsack Bag, in the chat room has mentioned, you can clean up a hemp spill with a broom and a dustpan, baby. Not quite the same as Macondo gently weeping in the Gulf of Mexico or the Fukushima happening today. Anyway, back to this discussion. They have kind of a chart here. You can find it on rossing.com. You can go up and look at the headlines across the top, what we produce, and down at the bottom of the links onto that link, you'll find this mining the uranium and the nuclear fuel cycle. And for those that want to rapid Rudy's road to understanding about some of this stuff, you can go there. But you might as well just kick back and listen, because I'm going to share it with you. What's the first step? Well, it's drilling and blasting. drilling and blasting. All right? Through drilling, blasting, loading, and haulage, the uranium ore, the Rossing, is mined. I'm telling you, this is one big, deep well. Or mine, excuse me. Got wells on my mind this morning. Due to the erratic distribution of minerals in the ground, waste and ore are often mixed. All right? It's just like you don't go and find a mine, and then there's like this, you know, huge vein like we all thought about, you know, when we're growing up, where there's just like, man, it's just solid uranium in here. Let's mine this one. No, it don't work that way. All right? It's a lot of work. Like, see, this is the generation of real wealth. You got to dig it out of the earth. As we said last Friday, real wealth generation is a dirty business. And I don't care if you're planting hemp. It's going to be a dirty business. Due to the erratic distribution of minerals in the ground, waste and ore are often mixed. Radiometric scanners measure the radioactivity level of each truckload, determining whether the material is sent to the primary crushers or to the low-grade stockpile. Waste is transported to a separate storage area. Then they show the size of these colossal dump trucks. I mean, this would make Tonka Toy fun again. These things are colossal. They've got multiple layer stepladders to get up into the cab of these things. But one would have to wonder, what is the lifespan of one of these truck dump truck drivers? Yeah, I don't know. You got a huge dump truck full of radioactive material behind you, and golly, well, that doesn't sound too healthy to me. Anyway, the second step, crushing. Oil is delivered to the primary crushers by haul truck and then by conveyor to the coarse ore stockpile. It passes through a further series of crushers and screens until the particles are smaller than 19 millimeters. After weighing, the fine ore is stored on another stockpile. Now remember, when you're down there after the uranium, one of the other things you're going to be finding in there is gold, all right? Oftentimes. And other minerals as well. So it takes a gentle hand, if you will, and a keen eye to figure out all the ways you can get wealth out of a system like this. Here's the next step, third, grinding. Wet grinding of the crushed ore by means of steel rods reduces it further to a slurry with the consistency of mud. The four rod mills, which are 4.3 meters in diameter, that's no small steel rod, 4.3, big hammer. Baby would weigh something. All right, you wouldn't want to get your fingers caught under this one, are utilized as required by production level and operate in parallel. So all of these big rollers then grind this stuff down. Leaching, that's step number four. And if you see these pictures, folks, you're going to start to get an understanding of what a vast enterprise this is. You don't get started in uranium mining and the production of uranium just because you've got three camels and a tent. Leaching. A combined leaching and oxidation process takes place in large, mechanically agitated tanks. The uranium content of the pulped ore is oxidated by ferric sulfate and dissolved in a sulfuric acid solution. Number five, slime separation. Boy, you ought to see this operation going on. Slime separation. The product of leaching is a pulp. The product of leaching is a pulp containing suspended sand and slime. Cyclones separate these components and after washing in rotoscopes to remove traces of uranium-bearing solution, the sand is transported via a sand conveyor to a tailings disposal area. Right? So not only is this an exceedingly deep and huge mine open pit, but they've got all of these tailings and storage piles and stuff that goes along with it. Continuing, thickening. This is the sixth step. Countercurrent decantation thickeners wash the slimes from previous stages. A clear uranium-bearing solution, pregnant solution, overflows from the thickeners while the washed slime is mixed with the sands and pumped to the tailing areas. Now, these are huge tanks. Huge. Next, seven. continuous ion exchange. The clear, pregnant solution now comes into contact with beads of specially formulated resins. Uranium ions are absorbed onto the resin and are preferentially extracted from the solution. Beads are allowed or removed periodically to the elution columns, where an acid wash removes the uranium from the beads. The resulting eluciate is a purified and more concentrated uranium solution. Now, this is a very small print, and they've got colored background, so it's hard to read for me. 8. Solvent and extractions. The acidic eluate, from the ion exchange plant is mixed with an organic solvent which takes up the uranium-bearing component. In a second stage, the organic solution is mixed with a neutral aqueous ammonium sulfate solution which takes up the uranium-rich OK liquor. The acids, barren aqueous solution is returned to the solution columns. It goes to the 9th step. The 9th step, precipitation. The addition of gaseous ammonia to the OK liquor raises the solution pH, resulting in precipitation of ammonium diuretic, which is then thickened into a yellow slurry. This is where the yellow cake comes in. Filtration. The ammonium diuretate is recovered on rotating drum filters as yellow paste, known as yellow cake. All right? So again, you ain't just going to be flying around the desert with a camel coming up with yellow cakes. I mean, this is not cornmeal, honey. Drying and roasting. Final roasting dries off the ammonia, leaving uranium oxide. The product is then packed into metal drums. Neither ammonium durante nor uranium oxide are explosive substances. Make any difference how much yellow cake you have. You can't stick it in your shorts and light it with a match. We'll be right back.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, so I hope everybody's getting the idea that playing around with uranium is kind of like playing around with tobacco or hemp. You know, it's a far cry from the time that you put the seed in the ground or you dig the uranium out to actually having something that's gonna, you know, you can use. A lot of work that goes on in between. Like we say, you know, wealth generation, true wealth generation is a dirty business. So they continue, then they dry and they roast. The final roasting dries off the ammonia, leaving uranium oxide. The product, again, is packed into metal drums, loading and dispatch. And you can see how ideally situated this mine is because it has a very deep water well, or deep water port. What is with these wells in my mind? A deep water port near at hand. And there's a railroad spur that runs right down there. Isn't that convenient? Loading and dispatch. The drums of uranium are loaded and exported overseas to overseas converters for further processing. At full capacity, the plant can produce 4,000 tons of uranium oxide each year. This step completes the rossing production process. And so then the last four steps are what the customers do. The first thing they do is conversion. Uranium oxide is converted to uranium hexafluoride crystals. Conversion plants operate commercially in Canada, China, France, and the UK, and the USA. So if you're out there and you're worried about uranium, you know, showing up in your cereal, well, Dorothy, it's coming out of Canada, China, France, the UK, and the USA, I was going to say the USSA, the United Soviet Socialist America, but anyway, it ain't coming from Mohammed and his camel. Next, enrichment. This step increases the concentration of the isotope U-236, it looks like, could be a 235, from its naturally occurring level of 0.7% to higher levels required for nuclear reactors, about 3%. So that's quite a jump in enriching. And then fabrication. And this is what they're dealing with in part over in Fukushima. All right, fabrication. Enriched uranium is converted into uranium dioxide, formed into solid cylindrical pellets, sealed in a metal fuel rod, and bundled into fuel assemblies. Okay, so they got these hundreds or perhaps thousands of fuel rods over there, and they're melting down, baby. And the last step now is power generation. No, they don't have a mushroom cloud shown here on the website. They don't see, you know, deformed babies in Iraq and Afghanistan. The intent here was for power generation. Fuel assemblies are loaded into nuclear reactors where the U-235 fissions, producing heat and steam used to generate electricity. Well, that's a rather interesting article, rather lengthy. Thanks for sticking with me as we went through that. But it gives you some interesting information In case you didn't know how this process works, you can get it right from the horse's mouth. Go to rossing.com. All right. Now, here's a little bit more. They told us that, you know, that Rio Tinto has holdings in various places around the world, including North America. Well, so you can go in and do just a standard Google, Scroogle, or Dogpile, or Webfer, or Start Page search. I did a Google search because Google seems to be returning more leads or links than some of the others these days. But you can do uranium mining North America and find plenty to read about it. And before we travel away from this, let me go over here and pick up this CIA World Factbook. All right, sometimes it's handy to go here when you want to find out something about one of these countries and you don't want to resort to your encyclopedia. This is the World Factbook, Africa, Namibia. Only they go on, they show you the flag and where it's found and so on and so forth that you could find in any good index or atlas, world atlas. But it's down on the almost the extreme tip of Africa on the western shore. And it's a rather large area. It's about two-thirds the size of Alaska, all right? But it's rather interesting. You look up the people of this poor country, you find that there's 2,147,585 people, according to the July 2011 estimate. So it's right up to speed on that, baby. An estimate for July of 2011. These guys got not only crystal balls, but Ouija boards. And country comparison to the rest of the world, they're about 142nd in the list of nations, not a very large population. And the age structure is 0 to 14. They've got 34.2%. 15 to 64 is 61.7%. But 65 years of age and over, they've only got 4% of the population. So the life expectancy there ain't doing too good. Why? Well, estimates for this country explicitly take into account the effects of excess mortality due to AIDS, you know, herpes and VD probably. This can result in lower life expectancy, higher infant mortality, higher death rates, lower population growth rates, and changes in the distribution of population by age and sex than would otherwise be expected. Now, you'd think in a Christian country they wouldn't have so much trouble with AIDS, herpes, and VD, as George Gordon likes to say, but they do. Crazy as it goes, all right? But this is largely a Christian country. This isn't one of them Mohammedan-type places, all right? And that's the way it goes. They've got literacy. Age 15 and over can read and write. People under 15 haven't quite got a handle yet, but 15 and over can read and write. Well, in the United States, ages 15 and over can sometimes read and write. Unfortunately, they never do. So I guess it's the way it goes. They get 12 years of education there. The males get 12 years. The females get 12 years. And that's the way it goes. But it's rather interesting. The primary language there, the official language of the country, is English. 7% speak it. Afrikaans, the common language of the most of the population, about 60% of the white population. German is 3.2%. The indigenous languages is about 1%. So they've been an occupied area for a long time. They've been a colony of other people for a great long time. Lots to be found about that. But it's a very, very low population area. And it's mostly desert. They have very little water per person and very little dollars in their pockets. The people are basically poor, hungry, and thirsty. And that's the way that goes. Marin Katusa, thumbs up for North American uranium. We can read this. Investment analyst Marin Katusa, senior editor of the Casey Energy Opportunities and Casey Energy Confidential, brings uranium's prospects into focus for the Energy Report. Readers in this exclusive interview. Well, you know, we talk all the time about gold and silver and platinum and palladium and rhodium. But, you know, there's a pretty good profit to be made in uranium, too. Funny. Never really hear about that. He waxes enthusiastic about the potential 10-baggers in the U.S. 1 in 10-bagger already in the U.S. uranium portfolio, and 5 companies he ranks among the top players in Canada, is Athabasca Basin, the best real estate in the world for uranium, the Athabasca Basin. So, you know, people tell you, well, there's nothing you can invest your money in. You know, gold and silver is the only option. There's nothing else. Well, you know, if you want to stick your toe in the puddle, you might look at uranium. The Energy Report, well, some folk consider the outlook for uranium cloudy, if not stormy. What does that tell you? Well, it might be a time to buy, Dorothy. For others, it's just plain clouded with too many factors at play to get a clear picture. What's your outlook for uranium? Maureen Katusa writes this. It depends on how you break it down. In North America, short term, I give it two thumbs up. On the long term, everybody in the room, thumbs up. But when it comes to the Stan countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and so on. Short term, it's thumbs, thumbs, thumbs down. I couldn't give more of a thumbs down. Nothing to do with uranium, just the political risk in the Stan countries. And so, in other words, when you're dealing with major political upheaval, you want to stay away, avoid those kind of investments. Keep out of the Sudan for a while. Let them settle their affairs. The same goes for Libya. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so our investment advisor here, this Marian Katusa, you know, he's getting pretty bullish here. He's making some pretty interesting claims in regards to uranium. But remember, where you find uranium, you're going to find other metals. And sometimes, oftentimes, and I'm certainly, you know, not a miner with no mining experience, but I have worked for several years in a geotechnical engineering office. But anyway, that doesn't qualify me to talk about what you're going to find in a uranium mine, but I do believe that gold is oftentimes found in the same vicinity as uranium, and they might have a fair amount of gold. Of course, as the price of gold goes up and up and up, gold can underwrite some of the cost of uranium mining and processing, and so there might be something to play with all of that. But as we're looking at this from an investment standpoint, certainly from a global investment standpoint, let's not forget the Rothschilds are laying in the background here, honey. All right? And didn't we hear from right out of his own mouth on a Bloomberg article that Nathan Rothschild, Nat King Cole, as I call him, he's trying to build a big bourse in coal, much the same as the big Barrick Gold is in gold, all right? And so wherever these guys are at, they're also mining coal and iron and other things. Now, we've got a caller. I generally don't go to restricted calls, but we'll take a chance this morning and go to a wild card here and say, good morning, caller.
Good mororning, William. How you doing? It's Salamo.
Hey, I'm doing absolutely fine. Thanks for calling in.
No worries. Yeah, my phone comes up as restricted caller because I'm Canadian.
Oh, that's what it is.
I just wanted to let you know that if you wanted to talk about Namibia and find out some stuff, I lived there for two years as a development worker.
Did you?
Development of what? Well, development of our system, basically. That's what development work is. Yes, I was a volunteer in Africa.
Very interesting. Well, tell us a little bit about what is Namibia like, and am I pronouncing it correctly?
Well, Namibia, which was strange because you read the CIA fact book with a population of over 2 million, that means it doubled in the last 10 years. I was there between 2001 and 2003.
Okay.
So it doubled within the last 10 years. And, of course, some of the development work that was there was to educate them on AIDS and stuff like that. Basically, they were colonized by the Germans. They make really, really good beer. Like you said, their languages, their main language is English because basically they had to, they had to assimilate into the global economy if they wanted to, enjoy being free, so to speak. They had their independence, I believe, about 20 years ago from Sud-West Africa, which was colonized by Germans and was part of South Africa.
Exactly. Did you ever make it up to their big town? What's it called? Windhoek?
Yeah, I spent most of my time in Windhoek. I was actually the IT division for government ministry there, the Ministry of Regional, Local Government and Housing.
Well, what does their
That's what I did there.
What does their urban areas in that area look like? Does this look like small town America, or is it something more like Haiti, or what?
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful place, very modern buildings and everything. What you'll notice when you get to a place like Namibia is everybody's got bars on the windows. They've all got fences. All the fences have barbed wire on them. I have some buddies in Namibia. You know, they used to tell me stories about shooting at blacks over the when they were trying to climb into the fence and rob you and shit like that.
Sorry,
can't say that.
That's all right.
It's a very Wild West kind of mentality, where the whites are terrified of the blacks.
Well, they're grossly outnumbered.
They know
they're grossly outnumbered, aren't they?
Oh yeah, it's kind of like a General Custer scenario.
Right.
They're grossly outnumbered.
Yeah.
But back to the languages. The second language is Afrikaans, which was another colonial language. It's based on 100-year-old Dutch, I believe.
Yes.
But they do have indigenous languages. They've probably got about 13 of them.
That's what they mentioned in here, you know, and so I'm sure there's a lot of diversity, I guess, from the people, tribal and things like that. Now, how about the desert that runs all along the South Atlantic Ocean in there and the Kalahari Desert behind? Did you get a chance to get any time in the desert?
Oh, yeah. The desert is awesome. The nice thing about Namibia is that its temperature is very bearable. In the summer, it's hot, but it's dry.
Okay.
In the winter, I'm Canadian, and it's the only place I ever bought an electric blanket was in Africa. Because in the winter, it gets cold. It can get 25 degrees during the day and then slip down to 2 or 3 or 5 at night.
Well, that's one of the things.
Concrete houses.
That's one of the things about
no insulation.
That's one of the things about desert life that most people don't comprehend. You know, it's hotter than the hubs of Hades in a desert in the daytime, but at night it's cold as can be.
Oh, man, is it ever cold. I had a little heater and electric blanket, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm in Africa.
Yeah.
I'm freezing. One of the things that happened when they got their independence in Namibia, one of the tribes that is the ruling tribe, Herero or Ochi Herero or something like that, or I can't remember the tribe names, but they actually come from Angola.
Interesting.
Angola was colonized by Portuguese.
Yes.
Now this tribe came down. And they were basically put into power. It's very interesting when you're there and you can talk to people and you can see the history and you can go back and you can reference and you can see that it seems that this tribe from Angola came down and took over Namibia. So you do have some infighting within the other tribes. Well, infighting, they're just not too happy about the situation, because President Nyoma, who was the president for the longest time since independence, he was part of this tribe, and that tribe basically got all the government jobs. There's a lot of nepotism happening in at government level in Namibia. I worked for the government, so I got to see a lot of things. I got to sit in on parliament meetings. I got to do a lot of things while I was there and learn a lot of things.
Well, you know, at 25 degrees north of the southern hemisphere, it's 25 degree north or south latitude, I guess you would say. It's just about the same as the cut right straight through Canada, Newfoundland, and places like that. So you can imagine that if they're finding uranium down here, that they're also finding it at about the same latitude in Canada. You're just basically south in the southern hemisphere, as opposed to the northern hemisphere, but about the same latitude. This is the Tropic of Cancer, runs right straight through there. So it's just about the same, isn't it, to Canada, just on the other hemisphere?
I believe it's a little bit more tropic. I think it's right in the Tropic of Cancer at the bottom?
No, Tropic of Capricorn.
Capricorn at the bottom. I believe it's right inside the Tropic of Capricorn. Uranium is huge there.
Saskatchewan is at about
uranium 50, was
52 degrees north.
Yeah.
Okay.
But uranium is huge there when I was there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't really talked about outside of Namibia.
Interesting.
But in Namibia, you knew that uranium was a huge industry. Diamonds are a huge industry. Gold is a huge industry. But what's happening with Namibia is they're also suffering from desertification.
Right.
Their desert is growing and growing and growing at phenomenal rates. It's beautiful.
Don't
get me wrong.
Well, when we say phenomenal rates, are you talking about a mile a year creep or 5 miles or...
Even a mile a year creep is huge.
Yeah, it'd be huge.
Right? I can't remember the exact number, but see, me being there as a volunteer, volunteers tend to stick together. So I got to meet a lot of other volunteers from a lot of other groups and a lot of other organizations, but also a lot of other jobs and experiences and what they did. And I also got to meet some of the people that were there working on the desertification problem that's happening in Namibia. So I got to learn a little bit about that, too.
Okay, okay. Well, how about on that Walva Bay? Is that a deep water port that they have there? That looks like a very good seaport. It's an enclosed bay. It's a
Walvis Bay.
Yes.
Yes, Walvis Bay was one of the major ports in Namibia. Walvis Bay is for taking out all the diamonds. There's a huge, huge diamond mine down at Walvis Bay.
Yeah, well, there's a railroad spur that comes out of there and runs inland right straight through. You say Windhoek?
Windhoek, yeah.
Yeah, and goes right on across the country. But the railroad definitely comes right not only along the coast but also straight inland, and runs right by this Rosso Tinto mine. Well, stay right there. We'll be right back on the other side. We've got a break right on top of us. Folks, your calls are welcome.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're back once again visiting with Salamo from chat room this morning. He's got on-the-ground experience in Namibia, and we're talking a little bit about that. And a question that I happen to have on that regard is, did you ever find out anything about the wage rates and things like that? What do these miners actually get paid, and are they just basically worked to death as in the old mandates, or are these people at least on a pathway to some level of progress?
Ooh. The pay I'm not really sure about. All I know is that it was not a lot, comparatively. But, no, it still wasn't a lot. They're not paid a lot. They also have to go through very rigorous, security checkpoints. Like, I've heard stories about people getting caught with diamonds up their butt.
Yeah, right.
And punished severely, like people dying and people getting killed for stuff like that.
Well, you know,
they take their stuff very, their diamonds very seriously.
Well, of course they would. You know, it's to be expected. But at the same time, you know, if the income and disparagements is wide and widely divergent, you know, you can only expect it. And certainly having the white people's houses, you know, fortified and barbed wired, and you know, that gives you an idea of the on the ground angst between the peoples. But how about just
it's even better than that?
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, well, it's even better than that.
Okay.
In Namibia, when Namibia was, before it was, got their independence and stuff, there's a line, it's albeit an invisible line, as you travel north of Namibia. South of this line, what you'll see is you'll see these big ranches. They'll have ranches for game.
Right.
They'll have ranches for cows. They'll have ranches for everything. But these big ranches, nice places, stuff like that. This was the white area before. The blacks could only live north of this line. So if you go towards the north of Namibia, as soon as you cross this invisible line, it's amazing because it's like stepping into another world. You've got nothing behind you, and then all of a sudden you've got people everywhere on the streets. You've got dogs. You've got goats. You've got cattle. It's like stepping onto a movie set or something.
Interesting.
Because you've got nothing, and then you've got everything. But this is how they were separated.
Yes.
They were separated by this line. The north, which was, I guess, too hot, didn't have the big ranchings, the ranching land is more tropical and stuff. Well, they gave that to the blacks. And the whites kept everything south. Everything south included the uranium mines, included the diamond mines. Also, they're big manufacturers of salt.
Right.
We went out to one of the coastal towns just north of Walvis Bay, and it was just all salt.
And so, there's
a big salt mine.
It's a salt mine. So, it's sea salt. So they are taking it out of the oceans then.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I can appreciate that. Now, as far as water distribution is concerned, did that imaginary line have anything to do with the aquifers and the availability of water for the north?
Oh, that's a good question, but I don't believe they had aquifers and water distribution for the north. So I would have to say yes.
Yeah, that's
it was to totally segregate the blacks from the whites.
Yes.
Totally segregates the blacks from the profit is how they did it.
Yes, exactly.
One of the other things I saw in Namibia as a development worker, which really affected me, was some of the towns in the north west of Namibia. You have this tribe that's been living in the desert and in the jungles and stuff for years, eons. They're all naked with loincloths, and they paint their bodies with red mud. They're covered in red mud to protect themselves from insects and sun and stuff.
I think I've seen photographs of that.
They had a happy existence and everything else. And then we, development workers, come in, and we basically say, well, now that you're developed, here's your new system. It runs on money. Good luck.
Yeah.
So now what you hear in Namibia is how this tribe, and it's very reminiscent of the Native Americans. Well, you know, they're in the towns and they're prostitutes, they're drug addicts, they're thieves, they're bombs.
Sure.
You know, and everybody just says the same thing as they do here. They blame them.
Yeah, right.
Instead of realizing that if we would have just left them alone.
Thank you.
They wouldn't have had these problems.
Yeah,
we
really
introduced these problems.
Really great book in my library, and I enjoyed reading it by, let's see, what's his name? The Spirit of World Politics by Ernest Hawking. And he was a professor. He was a professor, I believe, at Harvard. And he went and made a tour of the East. He went over to Israel and the Palestine in that area. And he went over a confirmed Zionist, came back as an agnostic to that idea. But what his final conclusion in his lengthy book was is that we really need to learn to leave people alone and let them develop at their own pace and in their own way. And who are we, the white guy, to think that we've got it all figured? You just take a look at inner city America or any place on the planet, and you can see that the root of all evil is money. and that when you convert people away from their tribal ways and bring them into a money economy without offering them the same opportunity to make the equal money, that it cannot possibly and it does not work. So pretty interesting, but anyway, appreciate the call, Salamo. A lot of background noise. I'm going to let you go just a couple of minutes before the end of the broadcast, but feel free to call in anytime. Great call. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Thanks, William.
Bye-bye now. Okay, there goes Sil from the chat room. Nice to know that we had a wide group of people listening in the chat, and they've got good things to bring to the airways. Hope you enjoyed that. And this morning's broadcast, because really, when I started in on this, I knew that there was a big story laying back in here, and we don't see anywhere near half of it. You know, we can talk about the profit made from mining. We didn't get a chance to talk about what's happening now in the north, in Canada. Some of the great mining exploration that's going on up there, uranium is not going to go away. We might have all kinds of ups and downs in the mix here, but there's too much money and too much time and too much energy in and behind uranium for it to go away. Now, will they have to come up with, you know, take GE to task and come up with different systems? Do we go move away from fission? Do we go to cold fusion? What are we going to do? We're going to have to come up with something. But I don't see it going away anytime soon, and I don't believe there's going to be really genuine competition by the windmills or solar anytime in our lifetimes, Dorothy. But here's a little bit. In the last 60 years, uranium has become one of the world's most important energy minerals. It is used almost entirely for making electricity, though a small proportion is used for the important task of producing medical isotopes. Of course, they don't talk in here. You don't find any place in these articles about using it for anything other than energy, all right? They don't talk about depleted uranium, you know, weaponry and things like that. Those are byproducts. It's like, what do you do with all of the leftover fluoride after making aluminum? Why, you put it in toothpaste and put it in drinking water. And so maybe they're flying over the world, you know, with these persistent contrails, dumping dust, uranium dust, on us just because they can't find any place else to put it. Uranium is a naturally occurring element with an average concentration of 2.8 parts per million in the Earth's crust. Traces of it occur almost everywhere. It's more abundant than gold, silver, or mercury, about the same as tin and slightly less abundant than cobalt, lead, or molybdenum. Vast amounts of uranium also occur in the world's oceans, but in very low concentrations. So the whole planet, just like with oil, you know, has got plenty of uranium. So, you know, our Creator, you know, didn't leave us short here. The problem is with, you know, again, Mike Rivera says these money junkies. They're all out there, you know, trying to rape, rob, pillage, and burn, and to hog all the resources. Exploit is the proper term. That's what they say in Agenda 21. They're out there trying to exploit all the resources and catalog and database it and turn it into a GIS, GPS, global governance system. And they make we the people, and I don't care whether you're in Namibia or whether you're in, you know, southwest Missouri, they drag us over the barrel and take it up the stovepipe to pay for the high price of oil and electricity and coal and everything else. But continuing, uranium mines, again, operate in some 20 countries, though 58% of the world production comes from just 10 mines in 6 countries, and these are providing 85% of the world's mined uranium. Most of the uranium ore deposits at present supporting these mines have an average grade in less or in excess of 0.10% uranium. That is greater than 1,000 parts per million, which is not much. In the first phase of the first phase came into the 1960s, folks, and it continues to today. Hope you enjoyed the discussion. Lots more to it. We'll pick it up again tomorrow on another topic. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.